Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, there are producers in the Eastern Corn Belt that are dying to get in the fields. You got any positive news for them?
Well, unfortunately for the Eastern Corn Belt, the news is not as good as it is to the North and West, where there may have been some field work taking place, as the any location that didn't pick up the soaking rains last week probably had a fine weekend. Right now, areas in Eastern Ohio all the way to the Atlantic Ocean are seeing some of that soaking rain right now, and there were some scattered showers from the Ohio in towards the Tennessee River Valley over the weekend that, again, just complicated the situation. Not heavy rain, but I'm sure any rain is really not welcome in those areas. Now, the good news for the entire region is that the forecast from today and the computer models runs over the weekend and into early this morning do paint a drier picture, not totally dry. There will be some rain, but no major rain events are expected to develop. Some showers and thunderstorms that do occur. Again, just stopping the dry down or slowing the dry down and keeping farmers out of the fields for a little bit longer. And the best chance for that to occur will start today in the far western Corn Belt, where a low-pressure area across Iowa may bring some scattered showers, and then a low-pressure area storm system moving out of the western portion of the northern plains will, again, intensify the Gulf moisture flow into that area, and they will see some scattered showers and the potential for some wet weather in that area. That will work its way to the east over the course of the middle of the week and starting to depart eastern sections by Thursday. So, again, not a major rainmaker, but it does interrupt the drying process that's been taking place. And then another storm system is expected to start to develop across the Midwest. And right now it looks like western sections will start to see it around the middle of the month, the 15th, and then eastern sections towards the 16th and 17th. And then the high pressure should start to take over, and cooler weather is expected for the second half of the month. So generally not as bad of a picture over the next week, 10 days, as was being presented by the computer models last week, but definitely not clear skies and dry conditions. Across other areas of the country, there will be some more flooding rains across the southeastern states and the Delta. They had some very powerful storms with heavy amounts of rain, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches across northern Louisiana into the northwest corner of Georgia. In some locations in between there, northern Alabama, for example, had more than 6 inches of rain. Then the Delta, precipitation totals were a little bit lower, from anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to almost 2 inches. And the further south you got, the less rainfall you saw. Rainfall totals in the southeastern states from northeastern Georgia to western North Carolina were anywhere from just 1/10 of an inch up to 1/2 inch, maybe a few local amounts in excess of an inch. The next week, 10 days, does expect to see the precipitation across the Corn Belt generally light, not shutting off, and the southeastern states also will see some drier, warmer conditions, and hopefully start to dry things out a little bit more quickly with better planting progress to evolve before the next rains develop in the area. Outside the U.S., Brazil and Argentina continuing with mostly favorable weather for their harvest, with restricted rainfall and mild to warm temperatures. South Africa receiving greater rainfall in the coming week, and that will slow field progress there, but very little harm to the unharvested summer crop in that area. And India, harvest of winter grain and oil seeds will advance favorably for the week, with very little weather to interrupt that. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.